Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Tom Rivers, ABC News in Paris. Tom, welcome back. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
We're doing good, John. It's been a long day, but a few very, very important developments here. Think back to last night, about 26 hours ago. Boy, things looked bad. It looked like, you know, there was going to be no way this thing would be coming up from the ashes. But inspecting it today, getting that fire out by dawn, the site managers say, yes, parts of the cathedral can be saved. Those two bell towers, they're going to remain. Yes, they're going to be replacing the whole roof, the spire. But it will come back. It will come back to life. Some say it'll take a decade or two. President Macron was just on television, a national address here, saying he wants it completed, back up, fully running in 5 years. That would be very, very fast indeed.
Sounds like their moonshot, doesn't it? If the nation decides to do something, maybe they can do it.
Yeah. In a sense, you're right. And, of course, the feeling is such in the country that, yes, they want to do it. And a lot of people around the world want to help out as well. And President Macron says, if you feel that way inclined, please help us out. And it's interesting, two billionaires here in France have stepped forward. And between them, they basically have said, here's $300 million, very close to euros, $300 million. And that's going to be kind of the seed money to kick things off and do this refurbishment. So there's going to be a lot more money coming in, but that's not a bad start, that's for sure.
We heard a number here back in Chicago earlier today that they were closing in on pledges of $800 million already.
Yeah, that would not surprise me in the least. And I would think that, you know, that number is going to continue to grow. And in this day and age, you need that kind of big money on these big, big projects. And it may well, when all is said and done, it could be well over $1 billion going into getting it back into a state that many people say it should have been maybe a couple of years ago, because it was going down and it needed this work. And that's they think that that is, in fact, the reason for this fire. They think it's an accident. That's from the chief prosecutor here in Paris.
You know, it's funny because I was thinking today about the times where any of us do something and then we made a mistake and there were grave consequences. Imagine how badly the contractor, who, you know, the person or persons responsible for this mistake,
yeah,
how terrible they must feel. And they haven't been able to identify the contractor or what exactly happened yet.
Not at this stage, and they may never will. It's interesting, the timeline, 5 o'clock, most of the workers came off the shift, and that was it for the day. And this thing took off, what, an hour and 50 minutes later. Conjecture, maybe it could have been a spark from welding that was smoldering and then took off. Maybe it was a piece of equipment that overheated and got in contact with flammable material. We don't know. But it's interesting what the prosecutor said today. He says it doesn't look like arson, not criminal, doesn't look like terrorist-related. He said it looks like an accident, and they're going to continue with the investigation. And maybe, as you say, they can get more detail on what specifically happened, where, getting it down to the minute.
Tom, do you know about the stained glass windows? How many of them survived? What's the status of those?
Yeah, we know. It's rough. Some of them are still in place, but can they still be salvaged? That's a question mark. Others are totally gone. So I think what you're going to be looking at, if in fact this is, you know, replaced maybe a decade from now, and you come over and visit, and you'll have tour guides walking you through, and they might just say, you know, see this left half side or this corner is the original, and the other stuff is the modern stuff that is trying to blend in with it. That's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to have to be.
It's 2 o'clock now here in Chicago. Just two quick questions. Answer them if you can. Do you know much about the insurance for the church? Are there any third parties that are going to provide financing for the rebuild?
Wow, that's a great question, John, and I do not know. if there is any if there is any insurance on a 850-year-old cathedral.
Yeah,
something I should check out. That's a good point. I'm not sure. Maybe you can't even insure it. Yeah. I'm not sure.
You wonder. Were you able to step inside?
No, I have not been able to get inside. But you know, we got some agency pictures today of some of the drones going overhead.
Right,
and it doesn't look. You know, we're laymen looking at this thing, but yeah, there's a lot of water damage, smoke damage. You know, until you get the experts in there to eyeball it and say, yep, we can save this, or no, that's going to be bad. It's going to be difficult to really nail down that list and say exactly where everything stands.
All right, Tom, we'll listen for more reports from you. I've gone over my time and yours too, but thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Take care now.
Tom Rivers, ABC News in Paris.